is up, everybody? Welcome to the Josh Robinson Show. I am, of course, Josh, and this is the show about anything, and it is now week three of being a video cast. It is now, I think, the sixth or seventh episode of the Josh Robinson Show since Diving In ended, and keeping the ball rolling strong, keeping it rolling fast is what it's all about here, and it's been a... Listen, Tuesdays are very busy for me. Well, busy in the sense of just, I'm always doing something on a Tuesday. So, I record this show on a Tuesday. I release this show on a Tuesday. Everything is just, Tuesdays are like podcasting and wrestling days. As many of you know, Raw airs live in the morning. So on a Tuesday morning, I get up, I watch Raw, I prepare myself for doing this show, I edit this show, I upload this show, I do everything for this show, and it takes, you know, several hours of my day. So really, Tuesdays are a busy day, and last night, or yesterday really, more so, I do my best thinking just in general at nighttime. I'm a night owl, I'm a late person, I stay up late, and... You know, I feel like I do my best work in any sense of the, in the way at night. So last night I was just kind of brainstorming ideas on what to talk about for this show, what to talk about for Wrestling Reverb, and just ideas for just Brainbuster Radio and myself, and just writing down. I find it easier to write down stuff. So just writing down anything and just jotting down like random ass thoughts and just putting it to paper and seeing if I can be like, you know, that's gonna stick, that's not gonna stick. And yesterday was one of those days, well, last night was one of those nights in just writing down the most random of ideas for things and getting myself kind of prepared for today and what to kind of talk about. And it was one of the last things that I kind of wrote about, or just jotted down, was just something that I'm... You know, listen, I've always been an open book when it comes to just how I present myself. I'm a fairly honest person. I kind of let you guys in on whatever's going on in my life and stuff like that. I've always been that. It's just the way that I am. It's not for some people, it's for some people. There's some people in the middle, but pretty much 90% of, you know, like, as in terms of being, just disclosing anything about myself, there's some things I like to keep private, of course, but... With you guys, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to kind of go into it, because it's just life, and life happens. And I was kind of going through some of my, you know, ideas, and being like, you know, what do I really want to put in this show and present to this with this show? Is it always going to be fun? No. Is there some things that are going to be a little bit darker? Yes. And real? Yes. And honest? And stuff like that. Last week's show was very much, you know, more of an interest kind of based show, in the fact that I love Grand Theft Auto, and I decided to do some research and just kind of a bit outside of the box with that one. And, you know, I've done other shows about, you know, I talked about gun laws, I've talked about Diving In has been very much about like online presence and stuff like that. But something I've never really opened up about is what I'm going to talk about today, and just kind of tackling this head on, and that's biggest fears. I've never really been one to really be like, these are fears that I have. Everyone has fears, and fears are fine, I think. I think fears are a natural part of life, and it's just owning up to these fears, acknowledging that they're a fear. And I have, like, many that come to the... When I was, you know, kind of scripting? I don't really script. Just kind of brainstorming, I guess you would say, the idea for this week's show, and writing down biggest fears. I'm like, what fears do I really... have, like, really, when you look within yourself and be like, what, you know, what are my fears? It's not just on the surface fears, it's just within you as a person, what do you have? And the ones I'm going to focus on are two very different fears that I have. The first one, let's get this right off the bat with, like, a very surface fear that some people have, and that is the fact that I am afraid of swimming. And that's a weird fear. I cannot swim. I never learnt how to swim. I'll get to why in a minute, but I am very much afraid of deep water. I'm very much afraid of, I'm very much afraid of swimming and drowning And that's like my number one fear of the way of dying is drowning. That is hands down, in my eyes, the worst way someone would want to die. Not that you would want to die, but I mean, you know, I don't want to drown. And I, being someone that cannot swim, I have put myself through not going to pool parties and beach days and stuff like that because I'm, fear of embarrassment, I guess would be another one, is I want to be embarrassed by the fact that I can't swim. But I cannot swim. I'm very much afraid of it. Let's dial it back here to when I was a young little Josh. I don't know if everyone in the world is the same, but at school, we partaked in swimming lessons with swimming instructors, and you would go down to the beach. I live near a beach, so you'd go down to a beach, and you would be like, you know, learning how to swim. And I did it as a very young kid in, like, primary school when I was in, like, you know, grade 1, 2, 3. I did it fine then. Got to about grade 4 or 5. I can't really remember which one it was. It was one of those years. And you move from the beach to a jetty. So you're swimming in much deeper water. And I was always kind of scared of going in deep water. I'm a fairly little dude. So, you know, it doesn't take much for me to, you know, water to pass my height or whatever like that. I'm below average when it comes to height. So I guess you would say I was always kind of afraid of the water, but it wasn't really until this is the weirdest story. And I swear on anyone's life that, you know, this is true, but it's kind of weird. So I was always kind of afraid of the water and we're kind of jumping off the jetty to swim. We had life jackets on and stuff like that. The group I was in would have been like 10, 11, 12-year-olds, something around that mark. But the swimming instructor was kind of working with me because she knew, hey, this kid doesn't really want to swim, so we're going to help him. Life jacket was on. She was ready. She said, come on, let's jump. I remember this day very vividly, by the way. So I was like, no, I don't want to. And she's like, listen, I'll hold your hand, jump in, it'll be fine. You'll go under for a minute, because I was kind of afraid of going underneath the water, and I'll break that down again in a minute, but first this story. So I'm like, alright, listen, I'll do this, I'll grab your hand, we'll jump in. So we go to do it, grab hands, already I'm freaking out, I'm like, holy shit, this is the worst time of my life, oh my god, like, this is the end, you know, all normal kid stuff. We jump, she lets go, she doesn't jump with me, I'm by myself, and bitch, did I freak the fuck out. I was, like, flapping around. She was like, it's fine, you're doing fine. I got out of that water crying like crazy, and I was just like, I am never, ever, ever swimming again. From that moment on, I've got to about waist high in water, and I'm like, I'm out. I'm done with this. Any kind of situation in that respect is just, I'm not for it. Pool parties, etc., I kind of alluded to that before. If I go to a pool party, I'm well away from the water because I have a fear of people, you know, drinking and then pushing me in the water and I freak out. I'll, you know, joke of the fucking party. Not happening. I just avoid a situation like that. I'll just not go if that's the case. So yeah, I have a fear of swimming, fear of drowning, fear of being underwater. And I guess the other fear within that would be a fear of control. I like being in very much control of situations when it comes to really anything. I am that person that likes to kind of, I wouldn't say be in charge. I don't like being so much the boss, per se, but I do much like, I much like having control of a situation in any respects. I like, you know, when it comes to planning a party, I like to be in control of what's happening in the party with people because I don't like things, especially when it comes to my own home. I like to be kind of aware of what's going on so I can control the situation. In the sense of swimming, going underwater or not being able to touch the bottom of the water and kind of relying on yourself to swim and be able to know how to swim and to keep afloat and to stay above water, I feel like I lose control in that situation. So therefore, I'm like, deuces, I'm fucking out of here. I ain't doing it. I don't know if I'm ever gonna, I've never really been one to, for this situation, I've never been one to face that fear. Maybe one day when it's someone I trust that will help me, but as a 23-year-old, it's not really easy to be like, you know, I don't know how to swim, y'all, so You want to fucking help me here? A lot of people will be like, bitch, you're 23. Grow the fuck up and jump the fuck in the water. That's not the way it kind of works with me. That lady disobeyed my trust when I was a kid. And now forever, I am paying for that lady's, I will say it, that lady's mistake. And she was a nice person, but from what I remember, but bitch, let me jump in. I ain't fucking doing that on my own. It's just not happening. So that'd be number one fear. And roast me all you want in the comments on Twitter. I know I can't swim. Just leave it at that, I guess. I'll update you guys if I ever go swimming and I'm just like, yo, let's fucking do this, you know. But it doesn't seem like something I'm going to do anytime soon. Maybe it'll be a Face Your Fears challenge on this YouTube channel. Or if you're listening on this podcast, go to my YouTube channel. Maybe I'll do that one day. Probably not, because I don't want to cry on my YouTube channel. You get me? So, there's that. Another thing that I have a fear of, and it's a little bit deeper, no pun intended with water, but it's a little bit deeper than just a fear of swimming or drowning or being in control, and that is change. Change is, oh my god, that word makes me just cringe to my core in the fact that I don't like change. I don't want to come near change. I've lived in the same town since I was like 6 or 7 years old. So 17, 18 years of my life, I've lived in this town. Everyone else my age has kind of moved away for the most part, but I'm kind of solid here. I've been in the same job for like 6 years. Yeah, 6 years. I'm just doing the same thing. This is the biggest change that I've really ever had in my life, in the fact of, you know, doing podcasting and being more open and creating kind of a brand on the internet is the most I've ever done in my entire life. But change scares me. So I've been really, the last few months of my life, I've been really going through what I kind of want to do with my life. Like, what am I really doing? I'm no disrespect to anyone that works in retail, but I am sick of retail. I've been in this job, like I said, for 6 years, and even previously since I was like 15, when I started in, you know, working, it was very much like retail, fast food based. So, I mean, I don't really want to be one that's stuck in that role for 20 or 30 years and then regret everything. I'm getting to that point where I want to do something. However, I live about an hour away from Adelaide in a small town. There isn't a lot of opportunity to really, really spread your wings, because there's just not a lot of opportunities for that kind of anything else in this town. So that would require, if I wanted to do something with my life, I would have to move to Adelaide, or I'd have to move to a city, or just move away from here. And that freaks me the fuck out. Change like that scares me. Now, again, going back to my childhood, I think the main reason, from what I can pinpoint it to change, is my parents got divorced when I was like 11 or 12. I've talked about that before. And that's a giant change in your life. You know, I went from living with a family to going with my father and being separated from my siblings, being away from my mom. I still seen my mom, still seen my siblings quite a lot. But living day to day, I was very much not with them. So it freaked me out. And that's the biggest change. And it's made me scared of change because it didn't really work out the way you'd intend it to. Like, I've talked about this before, and I'm very open about the fact that I have a relationship with my father anymore. I just don't talk to my dad. We haven't talked in 2 or 3 years. So it's pretty intense to say, you know, stemming from that change, when you come into it, you're like, I don't really know what's happening, especially as a kid. You're like, I don't really know what's going on. And then growing up into your teenage years and all those crazy years that you go through as a teenager, it kind of put me off of change. So I've been in the same kind of spot. I've been living in this, obviously a rental property. I ain't, you know, making enough money to buy my own home, but I've been in the same house for the last 4 years. I've been kind of doing the same thing. Every day is starting to roll into another. It's just the same kind of pattern every day. The only difference is now I'm doing this, and this has kind of made me accept change in a different way, because this is a good kind of change, and it's occupying my time doing something else, which is good, because I want to be more adapt to change. Comes time next year to, you know, sign on the dotted line for another year in this home, I don't want to do it, but I know that I will because it's comfortable. I love comfortability. I don't really like stepping out of my comfort zone too much in terms of my normal life. You may think with me, I'm very much an eager person to try different things with this and with Wrestling Reverb and all my podcasting and Twitch and YouTube stuff. I'm very much a person that will try anything, and if it fails, whatever. With my normal day-to-day life, I'm the opposite. I don't try anything new. I don't really try to step out of the bubble. I don't even try to progress in the retail world that I'm in. I'm just very much like, no, I'm here. I'm kind of under the radar. I'm just doing my own thing, doing everything that I need to do, not going above and beyond for anything. So it is kind of weird to, you know, for those of you who only know me from here, if we think this guy's pretty, you know, he tries a lot of new stuff. He's pretty, not outspoken, pretty bubbly, pretty, you know, really do try to go above and beyond to make this stuff really good. But when it comes to my normal everyday life, I'm just, every day is just kind of rolling into another. And it's not, this isn't like a crime, like poor me, you know, therapy session. Not that at all. I'm enjoying life. It's just, I'm doing the same thing all the time. So I guess it's now a point with change why I'm scared of it so much is because there is a little bit of fear of failing in my regular life. On the flip side, I need to take more aspects of how I approach this kind of stuff into my regular life because I'm not afraid of failing in here because I'm always trying something new and seeing what sticks. And if it fails, I'm like, you know, really, it doesn't really matter. When it comes to my regular life, everything relies on the fact of you need to succeed, you need to make money, you need to be good at your job, you need to have successful friendships and relationships, and I don't like doing that, and I don't know why. I think, like I said, it stems from the opportunity of change back when I was a kid, like I said, when my parents got divorced, and it just failed miserably in so many aspects for me. So I think in that respect, you know, that kind of made me a bit ugh with change. But in so many ways, change is good. I don't think change is a bad thing, by the way. It's not even the fear of change is, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing to have. It's just attacking that fear. It's facing your fears. I'm trying to be as relatable as I can with this, in the fact that I'm sure there's other, you know, other things that you can adapt to. If you have fears that you're not afraid to talk about, tweet me at @JoshRobinson00, comment down below, and of course I'm going to interact with you guys, I always do. You know, do it, because it kind of makes it a little bit more normal, because everybody has them, and it's just like anything, normalizing something kind of takes away the sting of it. But yeah, change is something that I'm just, again, it goes back to control. I like having control of a situation. If I was to move away, I have to start fresh. And yes, it's a good thing in so many ways, but in so many ways, it's, you don't know anyone. The idea of starting a new job freaks me the fuck out. I've had some, ups and downs with, applying for jobs and stuff like that, in the last few months, and things getting very close and then being taken away from me and being like, oh damn, I thought I had this new start, I thought I had this new opportunity, and it just didn't really go that way. Which is, that's life. You're not going to get everything you want, you're not going to everything you think is, it's not going to always be quote-unquote fair. That's just life. Life isn't necessarily fair, and I understand that. I've got my head screwed on right for that kind of situation, but it is kind of, yeah, change just, it's just different, and it's scary, and especially in my mindset where I don't know what I want to do with my life. And that is another thing that's kind of scary, is like the unknown. What am I doing? It's kind of just like, again, rolling into one, and it's kind of like, I know I could be doing more than what I'm doing, and I wish this could be my full-time job, doing all this kind of stuff. And you know what? I'm that kind of person that I'm a dreamer, in the fact that one day I hope this is what I'd love to be doing. Really, when I look at it, this is what I'd love to be doing. It's just there's a balance. There is a dream within me that I want this to be what I do. I look at YouTubers and podcasts and stuff like that and be like, that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do with my life, just dedicate my life to this because I love it so much. And I feel like I have somewhat of a talent in it. So I'm like, I want to do this. I want to be doing this every single day of my life, and I'd be, you know, living my dream. But there is a sense of realism that I'm like, that, you know, the likelihood of that happening, while I know that I can get there, it's going to take some time. So in the interim, I want to be doing something that I'm liking. And retail for me is just, it's killing me. It's just not fun. It's not something that I want to be doing. And it's just, I don't like it, I guess is the point. And I know not everyone likes their job. But if you're doing this, you know, majority of your week, majority of your time is being spent at work. Really, you're nearly spending just as much time at work as you are in your home. It kind of gets to a point where you're like, I want to be doing something I at least enjoy, or I see the end goal with this job, why I'm doing this job. There's no purpose to doing what I'm doing now. So that's just where I'm kind of at with my focus and my life at the moment. But, you know, there's opportunities, and I'm going to kind of attack them head on as best I can. And I think just with change is just making the leap and just attacking it head on and kind of just driving, you know, that train to wherever you need to go. And there's going to be bumps and ups and downs along the way, but that's just kind of a part of it. I will get there. And I know this next year of my life is probably where I need to do it. I turn 24 in a couple of months. I'm not old. I'm still a baby. I'm still young, but I feel like I need to do something else. Hey, here's a fun little thing. For anyone that's watching on YouTube, comment below. What do you think I should be doing in my life? What do you think is something that you could see me succeeding in? Anything at all. If you're listening to this on a podcast, tweet me at @JoshRobertson00. Tweet me, what do you think I should be doing? Because, or what do you think would be a good job occupation for me? Whether it's realistic or not, I don't really care. Just give me some ideas. Be like, hey, what about if I just kind of attempt this? I want to start attacking this fear, facing this fear of change, and being like, yo, I need to do something with this, because life isn't lit in the job role I'm doing at the moment. So comment, tweet at me, Insta DM me, snap me. I don't put my Snapchat on the world. Snapchat is the one thing that I'm like, just friends for the most part. There's a few podcasting friends that I have on Snapchat because they are my friends, but don't snap me unless you have me on Snapchat already, then snap me. Anyway, that's been kind of going through my mind the last few months, is change and attacking change and wanting something different within it. I want to make new friends, new relationships, all this kind of stuff, is because I'm very stagnant where I am and what I'm doing, and I think I'm at the end of the tether with it. I'm just kind of like, okay, something needs to be done. I always thought in my life I'd be like, I could do this forever, and it really doesn't bother me too much because it's just, like, my job's not hard. It's fairly easy. There's no challenge really within it anymore. I know what I'm doing. And I think that's why I've kind of been like, okay, I thought I'd be fine with it, and now I'm just kind of like, I want more. I want to kind of challenge. I want to do something different with myself and really own up to work to the best of my abilities. So that's where I'm kind of at this week. That's where I'm kind of at just in life at the moment. I've got a few things going on. I think, you know, I'm fine. Again, not a sob story. It's just there's things happening, and it's just made me realize that shit needs to change. Shit needs to get different. Shit needs to get better for me personally, and just being like, the only one that can really change anything is me, for me. So of course you guys have been lovely, and again, I invite you to comment or tweet at me, @JoshRobertson00, of things that you'd like to see from this show, things that you'd like to see from Wrestling Reverb, thing that you'd like to see within Brainbuster Radio and my part in Brainbuster Radio, and just Twitch or YouTube, please give me ideas, because without you guys watching, there's no point in me making these, or you guys listening to this, there's no point in me doing it. So please listen along and comment and tweet and stuff like that. And again, if there's a job field that you're like, Josh would be great in this, tell me, let me know. But that's kind of where I'm at with everything at the moment. And I'm ready for it. I am open to it. It just scares the absolute fucking shit out of me. Now, addressing the elephant in the room, I probably should have done this at the start of the podcast, but if you're watching this video cast on YouTube, you'll notice that I am wearing this shirt. It is a wonderful, you can't see the whole thing, but it is a wonderful Breemote shirt. Now, I put this shirt on and then was like, oh, I'm filming. Now, here we go. Roast me all you want. I'm open to it. Roast me. I'm wearing a Brie Bella shirt, and guess what? I'm fucking proud. I'm fucking proud of the fact that I'm wearing a Breemote shirt right now. It is a horrendously ugly shirt. Oh, don't get me wrong. The font and everything on it, it is big. It's intense. But sign me the fuck up for Breemote. Fuck yeah. It'll stem from the fact that she likes to get drunk. And relatable. Relatable, Brie. So, I'm a Bella fan and proud. I'm not talking about wrestling too much on this show, but I am a proud Bella fan. So, roast me all you want, folks. It ain't gonna fucking change my opinion on the fact that I like the Bellas and Brie. So, back the hell off with that. But on that note, that'll do it for this week on The Josh Robinson Show. Make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes, leave a like, leave a sub to the channel, leave a comment below, tweet at me, JoshRobinson00, Josh Robinson Host on Instagram, JoshRobinson00 on Facebook, JoshRobinson00 on Twitch. You'll find me pretty much everywhere at JoshRobinson00 except Insta, because that name was already taken on there, because fuck y'all, whoever took it. But yes, please, like I said, rate this podcast 5 stars. Make sure to leave a like, a comment, all of that good stuff. Make sure to check out Wrestling Reverb every single Friday on Brainbuster Radio. Make sure to check out all of the stuff that I've got going on. And I'll catch you guys next week on The Josh Robinson Show. Peace out.